I want you to settle yourself down in a calm and comfortable position. Sitting or reclining or laying down, it doesn't matter. And when you're in that comfy position, I want you to close your eyes down and remind yourself that for the next few moments, nothing else matters except relaxing. Relaxing and listening to my voice. Allowing nothing to disturb you or bother you or even interest you. None of those outside sounds that arrive will trouble you. People talking, phones ringing, doors closing, nothing at all. All of these things are just outside things. They don't matter right now. And unless absolutely necessary, you can just keep your attention relaxed and focused on my voice. As you relax there, you can begin to let every part of you go limp and loose. I want you to feel every muscle, every single one of them, just relaxing. Relaxing completely. And as you relax, you might feel any areas of tension just beginning to diffuse, to release, to fade away, to leave you. Any tension created over the last few weeks or days, any troubles, any challenges, any negativity, any of those inner feelings, let them recede. Let them drift away to not bother you in this moment. Feel them drifting away. Any tightness, any pressure, any tension, just draining away now. And as you allow yourself to relax a little further, as you allow yourself to enjoy this moment of calmness, of wonderful feelings, of comfort and relaxation, those feelings that are spreading through your body right now, you can become really curious about your ability to tune out of distracting thoughts and negative emotions. As you concentrate on the more soothing and pleasant feelings that you're now experiencing in this moment. We can distort our perception of what's going on within our body because we know that the subconscious mind, the inner part, is in control of all automatic functions and thoughts. And when we focus on something intensely, that thought can eventually take over and become the absolute focal point of our awareness. In the past, you were afraid of vomiting, or even being around people who vomited. And this worry and fear has led you to avoid many situations where you thought you or someone else may be sick. Perhaps you even panicked at the sight of this happening. And this would absolutely serve to reinforce that fear. However, this relaxation right now can help you to overcome any fear or phobia. Because you'll already have been negatively hypnotized in order to feel that way. You have conditioned yourself to feel the way you do now. And of course, if you can accept negative suggestion given by someone else or by you, you can also accept positive suggestion. You've already demonstrated that you have a powerful imagination. And this process uses that talent. It uses that imagination to help you feel differently about the things that have previously bothered you. Now, I don't promise that as a result of this experience now, that you'll actually enjoy seeing someone else vomit or even feel great about yourself vomiting. That would be pretty unrealistic. However, what you may feel is slightly indifferent. As in, it just won't bother you. You might be concerned that something is amiss, and that's fine. But you will be free of that fear, because it no longer bothers you in the way that it did before. Most people who develop fears or phobias, they do so because something has happened in the past. And this experience may have had a strong emotional component to it, which is why it affected you so much. It could be something that happened to you, or perhaps happened to someone you knew. It could have happened as a result of reading about it, or seeing something on TV, or hearing someone else describe what has happened. And years later, when you look back on the event, and your subconscious mind has had time to reflect, it puts everything into perspective. It helps you to realize that whatever it was that happened in the past doesn't need to bother you in the moment or in the future. Once this realization has occurred, you can let go of your old fear. You can let go of that old fear of vomiting or being around someone who's vomiting. You can be free from the attached symptoms that you previously expected to take place. Left, buried in your subconscious mind, there is a chance that the original event might fester and continue. So today, through this process, and your amazing subconscious mind, we're going to go back and take a look at whatever it was that happened. So I ask your subconscious mind for permission to take you back to the original experience as many times as is necessary. And if it's okay with the deeper part of your mind, I'd like you to begin by taking a deep, comfortable breath and relaxing yourself even further. Now, before we start, there are a couple of things that we need to do. The first is that I want to reassure you that whatever happened, it was in the past. It is just a memory, a collection of thoughts, recollections, that's all. And it doesn't need to bother you in the slightest. You can remember the incident, the situation, the time, the place, and you can still feel calm and relaxed through the entire experience. You might even feel that it's something that's happening outside of yourself, perhaps to someone else. Or it could be that your mind doesn't even want to go there, in which case it can use symbols to represent what I'm saying to you. And a symbol can be something like a circle, or a cross, or a tick, or a star. Anything that you want to represent that situation. It can only be right. Now the second thing, and this is something that I'd like you to do, is to create a safe place in your mind. A safe place that can be somewhere you feel totally comfortable about. Could be a garden or a beach. You could take a stroll somewhere out in the country, breathing in fresh air. You might choose your own home, your favorite chair, your bed, anywhere else that you feel comfortable. To feel calm, relaxed, and at peace with the world. I want you to take yourself right now to your favorite safe place. This is somewhere that you're familiar with. So you already know what's there. Choose a place now and take yourself to that favorite safe place. And I want you to look around. I want you to really appreciate and notice all that you see and hear. Appreciate just how good you feel in this place. What a wonderful feeling to be here, safe and sound, calm and comfortable, relaxed. Take a look around you and really get into this scene, just as you recall it. Find that nice place to relax and just let go. I'll be quiet for just a few moments to allow you to settle yourself into this safe place. And when you next hear my voice, you'll be ready to continue and take that journey back into your past. Okay, it's time to allow your mind to begin to drift gently back. Allow your mind to drift back through time, going further and further back into your past, however you experience that rewind situation. I want you to take your mind back, way back to that original experience, the time, the place, the situation that you know created this uneasiness, this discomfort, this fear, this worry of vomiting or being around someone else who vomits, perhaps with a feeling of helplessness. Take yourself back to that original experience now. And I want you to imagine yourself. I want you to see yourself at a younger age, within that situation that created this fear. Like you're observing that situation from your perspective as you are now. You are watching that situation and you're seeing your younger self in the situation that created this fear. And notice where you are. Notice what you're doing. Notice who's with you. See what's happening. Notice how others are reacting. As a young child, you may not have known what the reaction should have been. But as the adult, you that you are now, you can see everything clearly. You can make sense of this experience. So see yourself as the adult that you are now. That younger you that you're watching in that situation, that's your inner child. So I want you to imagine you as the adult you are now, to step back into that situation, back to that event as yourself, and I want you to visit your younger self. I want you to greet your inner child warmly. Do or say whatever needs to be done and said. I want you to reassure your younger self. Comfort and encouragement may be necessary, because it's okay. It's okay when someone else feels sick or is sick. It's even okay for you to be sick. And you can explain to that younger version of you how vomiting is simply nature's way of eliminating undesirable toxins from the body, getting rid of unwanted stuff. And when the tummy feels empty and settled again, it can begin to feel so much better. You might like to ask your inner child if there's anything else that it's worrying about. Perhaps in regard to vomit. And if there is, you can simply explain in a way that your child will understand and appreciate that vomiting, being sick, is a natural function. It's not often that it happens, but it brings a great sense of relief to whoever is being sick. And if your inner child worries when other people are sick, You can explain that it's okay to be concerned. It's okay to help those others to feel more comfortable. Explain to that inner child that they have nothing to fear. The younger you can deal with any challenges easily, calmly, and effectively, now that it has guidance from the adult, wiser you. So I'm going to be quiet again for a few moments. And in the quiet that follows, I want your adult you to do or say whatever needs to be said or done to guide and support the younger you, to reassure them that all is okay. That's good. You already know that worrying about being sick can actually cause the onset of those nauseous feelings. Much worse than that, it can cause a fear and a panic. And that's what was happening to you. This is why you're now determined from this moment forward to let go. To let go of that worry, that fear, and to allow yourself instead to concentrate on good feelings, beneficial feelings, feelings of calm, comfortable relaxation, and a sense of being in control. So now is the time to leave your inner child. But I want you to let them know that you'll always be there. If ever needed, all your inner child needs to do is knock on the door of your subconscious mind, and you'll go back and help them and do anything you can. So I want you to thank your inner child for connecting with you again and communicating, because you're now free from your old fear. The fear of vomiting yourself, or the fear of even being around people who vomit. You can now feel far more comfortable, calm, and in control when in situations that used to previously bother you. You now feel more comfortable, more relaxed, much more confident too, because you are in control. You may not like vomiting, and that's fine. Very few people do. But you can still be happy because you know there's nothing to fear now. It's a natural process to get rid of toxins from the body. And it brings such a relief once it's done. So you can repeat these phrases after me, just in your mind. You can allow these words to sink deep, deep down into your mind. I am free from my old fear of vomiting. I can feel calm and comfortable and confident in all situations. I am in control. I am free from that old fear. I am in control, and I feel calm, comfortable, and confident. Because you are in control, feeling calm and confident in those situations now, free from that old fear and all the worry associated. And it's a good feeling to be free from that old, unempowering, restrictive fear, and instead to feel calm and confident and in control. It feels as though a heavy weight has been lifted away from you, and this makes you feel good, lighter, a spring in your step. It makes you feel calm, relaxed, and confident because you're doing so well now. So I want you to take yourself back in your mind to your safe place once again. I want you to put yourself right back there once again and feel calm and comfortable and extremely relaxed. And just know that in the unlikely event that old worry of yours should even try to creep back in, you can immediately think and repeat the word stop to yourself. You can say, stop, I don't need this, and feel absolutely fine. Tell yourself, I am free from my old fear. I'm calm and comfortable and in control. And when you tell yourself that, you feel fine. You find yourself not only feeling fine, but actually feeling much better. Perhaps having a great feeling, because you've now learned to control your mind. You've learned to control your automatic responses. And whether it's you that's likely to feel nauseous or someone else, it doesn't bother you in the same way that it used to. You can feel calm and confident throughout any process now, throughout any situation, because you're in control again. When you tell yourself that you feel fine, you do. Free from that old fear. Free to respond in a controlled, effective manner. And these suggestions are allowed to absorb and firmly embed in your deep down subconscious mind. And they can grow stronger and stronger day by day. Now you find that you simply have no time to worry about nausea. There are always better ways of thinking and feeling. If someone around you threatens to be sick, you can accept it. You can help them out if you can. Just like you helped your inner child, because you're now confident in your abilities. You realize that it's not pleasant for others, so you do whatever you're able to do to help. And if there's nothing you can do, then you have to accept the situation. If it's your body that wants to throw up, take yourself to a place where it's safe for nature to do what needs to be done. Knowing that you'll experience that sense of relief once the toxins are gone, once the tummy's then settled and you feel instantly better for reacting in such a calm, confident manner. And these old unwanted worries and fears can just dissolve away because you're back in control. And it's a great feeling to be in control of yourself once again. Those old fears just melted away. Flowing away, leaving you feel calm and relaxed. I'm now going to count the numbers from 1 to 5. And as I do, I want you to come all the way back at the count of 5, feeling calm, comfortable, relaxed, fully alert, with your body and mind returning back to full awareness. So getting ready now to notice the difference of coming back up and out in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Welcome back.